Internet.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. I'm going to start out today with my buddy David Morgan of the Silver Investor. David's an old friend. I'm not going to go into details because he's a regular guest on the program, and you guys all know what I think of him, and it's the very, very highest. David, I did an editorial this past week, specifically on Wednesday, where I talked about what the recent Chinese visit to the United States really brought to light. And in my mind, it brought to light a couple of things. Number one, the chance of the U.S. dollar continuing as the currency of last resort ad infinitum, I think, is slim to none. Number two, the Chinese are now a major, major power. And as many of the headlines said, you know, the Chinese are now on an equal footing with the United States. What I find interesting about all of this is that 3 or 4 years ago, the Chinese government started to encourage their citizens to invest in gold, specifically the commodity, as a method of savings. Okay, a couple years later, it came out, surprise, surprise, that the largest gold producer in the world was China. China doesn't happen to be exporting any of their gold, by the way. And then shortly thereafter, the Chinese government started talking about the need for an asset-based currency. And on this recent visit, the folks from China said, you know, to have the currency of last resort be the U.S. dollar really just kind of doesn't work anymore. That shows where we're at. You and I and our colleagues have been talking about this for years and years and years. What are your comments?
Well, I agree that we're going to get to a point where, you know, someone has to stand up and speak the truth and admit the problem. And you did it in a very good manner. So what's the next step? And that's where it gets a bit interesting, because what do? Do you make the yuan or the renminbi the, you know, world's reserve currency, or do you go back it partly, or do you come up with a special drawing rights, which has been kind of proposed? Lots of things are flying around. It pretty much could be a meeting of the minds. In other words, it could be a G20 meeting, and they voted or something and come up with it. The transition, I think, you want it to be smooth. You want it to be understood. You want it to be acceptable by most parties. And I think it would be tough, but I agree totally that something must be done, and I believe strongly sooner than later. In other words, you really want to transition while it's relatively easy, mm-hmm. versus, you know, after, you know, Ireland defaults or doesn't
right.
accept the bailout money, or
right.
things really get
right.
more bizarre than they already are. I mean, what's going on now is this kind of forecast that myself and many of our colleagues, as you said, not just me, made, you know, 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were quote-unquote nut jobs.
Right.
You know, but now that it's all manifesting very similar to the ways that we outlined, we're not, you know, nut jobs anymore.
Right.
So if you want to think ahead, you need to do what you proposed, and how you do it, that's a tougher question, but it needs to be done. I am in favor of, you know, an asset-based currency of some type.
Dave, here's an interesting question along those lines, though. You know, I was talking with Congressman Ron Paul about that very subject 2-3 years ago. This is when he was attempting to get the nomination, the Republican nomination, to run for president. And I said, Congressman, you know, you propose, and you favor, obviously, since you proposed it, a gold standard, okay? Now, is that something that you think that we could do overnight? And his comment, a direct quote from him, was, no, we can't do it overnight. My question is to you, given the situation, the huge amount of U.S. dollars out there, you know, given what our economy is based on, which, as you know and I know, is just hopes and prayers, could the U.S. at this point turn around and go from a fiat currency to an asset-based currency? It's an interesting question.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, number one, it depends, and I hate to not give a real straight answer.
Yeah.
If the amount of gold that's purportedly available in Fort Knox is actually there and owned by the U.S. Treasury, then absolutely, you could do it almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, that gold is either swapped or hypothecated or doesn't exist, it'd be a lot tougher. I mean, to go on a gold standard, you need gold. Now, if the 265 million ounces that's claimed or purported to be there is there, we would be on a gold standard, again, one of the richest countries in the world. But on that basis, in other words, on the amount of gold owned per capita. If, on the other hand, the well is dry, and some of us suspect that it may be, it's a whole different story. If you go on a gold standard and you don't have any gold, then how rich are you? So it's a tough question, Al, but it's one that isn't really talked about or thought about very much.
It is a very, very interesting question. And, you know, I would have to say, as I mentioned in my editorial a couple of days ago, that I think for any intelligent individual, any rational human being, I think that what folks have to do is they have to protect their capital, okay? And in terms of protecting their capital, I mean, my God, I switched the whole focus of my radio show, Dave, back in 2000 or 2001 to asset-based investing because it just was obvious as the nose on my face to anybody with an IQ over 60, you know, that the stock market didn't make any sense whatsoever, the conventional stock market. I think today people need to heed your advice. They need to heed the advice of other guests on this program, and they need to sit up and take notice, and they really, really need to look at things that don't depend on hopes and prayers, gold and silver.
Yes, I agree. I mean, basically we're in a position now as investors where you need to protect your assets, and you know, it's a protective stance pretty much. Capital gains as well, I think, are very achievable. But, you know, in the longer run, hoarding gold and silver doesn't really serve anybody other than the owners. Because really in a capitalist structure, which are a real free market capitalism, which doesn't really exist, what you want to do is appropriate your capital to build wealth, you know, for yourself and others and really get an economy, you know, screaming along. Unfortunately, those type of opportunities still exist, but they're less and less and less. Mm-hmm. And so what you need to do, I think, is take some of your assets and save them. Just, you know, save them, and you have to save in the right way. You have to save money. And what does that mean? You have to save in gold and silver because that's the only real money that exists until mm-hmm. the financial system is back on a sound basis. So it's a pretty simple philosophy. People ask me a lot, shouldn't you put all your assets in gold and silver? Are you crazy? First of all, it's a good choice.
Yeah.
Secondly, I mean, if you own a business or if you need to go to school, and there's so many, it's a case-by-case basis, but no. I think 20% is probably the maximum for almost everybody. Most people are served by probably a 10% asset allocation to the metals. But if you have zero, I think you really got to, you know, think it through on why you believe that it's not necessary. If you think there's a 1% chance that things could unwind, then you got to have at least 1% in that category. And I think it's a lot. In fact, it's not an argument as far as I'm concerned. The unwinding is in front of your face. Take a look. Look at the euro. Look at the U.S. dollar. Look at what China is saying. It is in your face. If you can't see it, you're blind.
If you can't see it, you're totally blind, and I agree 1,000%. You know, it is just amazing to me what's going on. I agree with your philosophy 100% of 10 to 20% of your money in precious metals. I agree with that one 1,000%. I have to say, again, and I've said this many, many times, Kathy and I buy silver at your suggestion. We buy it on a regular monthly basis. We bought it somewhat in size about a year or so ago, and I have to say, I don't do it, and I don't think people should invest in precious metals from the standpoint of trying to make a profit. I think people need to invest in precious metals from the standpoint of use that 10% or so of your capital as your insurance against potential currency collapse, because you know what? That potential that some folks might have thought of was maybe 1% in the not too distant past, I think today is a lot greater. David Morgan, I appreciate you coming on the show. Listen, you guys, click on our website too. We have a link to David's website, Silver Investor, and the Morgan Report. This guy truly knows what he's talking about. You want to listen to what he has to say, I would strongly suggest, and this is not to be construed as a commercial, that you take a real hard look at his newsletter and subscribe to it. This guy is good. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Appreciate you joining me. We talk about resource issues in this hour, as everybody is aware, and
We're chatting right now with something that is clearly in line with that. We got an email from a listener last Thursday. I want to read it to you and get Roger to respond to it, because Trader Raj is the guy this is directed to. The fellow's name is Dirk, and he says, "Al, I sure do appreciate your online reporting, especially Roger's daily market updates. Speaking of which, we could sure use one today. Roger has been predicting a January silver rally until at least January 15th, and boy, it would be nice to hear whether he thinks that's still the case. Thank you for your good work, Dirk." Trader Raj, I got to ask you a question. Silver is, you know, kind of going downwards right now, as is precious metals. I'm not concerned, but Dirk wants to hear it from you. What do you think, buddy?
Well, in answer to his email, we did get past the 15th on the rally. In fact, we got through to the 19th. Today's the 20th. But what's happened today is that the U.S. dollar got oversold. It has come back in a rally, and that typically will knock down the commodity markets, which we're seeing today. Gold did have a parabolic top, which is bearish. Silver has followed somewhat, but it's been more powerful than gold. And silver today did sell back from around 29 and change down to 27 and change, but it's back up at 28 again today, the 20th, in after-hours futures market trading. I think the price we saw a few minutes ago was $27.65 as a base, and it's come up a little higher than that. So we're looking for a continuation of a rally after we settle down for another day or two. Today's Thursday, so it'll probably be Tuesday next week when we could see a floor for silver, and then it would go back up in a new rally. The high silver that we're looking at that we need to break through to get some new highs would be $32.45, but the for silver is long, and it looks good.
You're thinking long-term, you are not at all concerned about the silver and gold. I know I chatted earlier, Raj, with Brian London on this subject, among other people, and Brian thinks that the situation right now is not one that really has any longevity to it in terms of the lower prices. I would agree with that 100%. I think that because of what's going on around the world, specifically probably the most important in my mind being the input that's coming from mainland China, they are very, very enthusiastic, for lack of better terms, about buying gold, having the people and the Chinese people buy gold and use that for their medium of savings, etc. I think all of this just bodes very, very well for precious metals, and I don't see how anybody could even come close to saying that this market is going to drop and really anymore. I mean, it may drop, you know, insignificantly, but I think in the long term, strong precious metals prices are here to stay.
Oh, I would agree with that. And fundamentally, silver has been in physical short supply in certain parts of certain markets. And I think the squeeze is on and the prices are going to go a lot higher and a lot faster as we go through this first six-month period of 2011.
Yeah. What are you looking for let's take 2011 in its entirety, Raj. What are you looking for there?
$48.50 for silver and gold at $16.07.
Do you think that now, I think the Chinese are going to have a huge influence on the price of gold. Do you think the Chinese actions are going to be reflected in silver's price, or do you think the price of silver is just going to continue to go up in tandem with gold, because that's kind of the way it's always worked?
I think it'll continue to go up in tandem with gold. Silver is going faster. It's playing catch-up. It got a little bit behind gold. But keep in mind, over the last decade in this rally of gold and silver, they don't actually run exactly together. In some cases in a cycle, they may be 2 weeks ahead or 2 weeks behind. But generally, the trend is the same and the trend is up.
The trend is up. Well, you know, I think you're 100% right, you know, and it's somewhat gratifying to me in that you've been suggesting this in your newsletter for quite some time now. I've been talking about it on this show with various guests ever since gold was about $2.54 an ounce, and silver was down around $3.50 an ounce. I have to tell you, I don't see it changing. You know, people give technical reasons and they give what they consider to be fundamental reasons. I personally think it all boils down to psychological reasons. I think people are looking for a bastion, for lack of better terms, of last resort, some type of insurance so that they can protect themselves and their families against potential currency collapse, against economic turmoil. All of that is happening right now. The Chinese are realizing it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am on this one. The Chinese are suggesting that the currency of last resort no longer be the U.S. dollar because of the shape that the U.S. dollar is in, but they're saying it should be some type of asset-based currency. I agree 1,000%. Comments?
Well, we talked about that at a show some months ago, and the suggestion I made on a panel on the stage was one alternative would be unit costs or unit prices of energy, oil or natural gas. But there, I don't think the U.S. dollar is going to go away. I just think that it's going to go weaker. Our prediction longer term, 3 to 5 years out, is that from the index price of 80, the main number, mm-hmm. it could probably be cut in half to 40, maybe 46.
I don't know. You know, it's from the index price of around 78 today, as we're recording anyway, down to half of that. I think that that's very possible. But, you know, in terms of the long-term viability of fiat currencies, you know, and we fall into that category, I just don't think it's there.
Well, it's very weak. The trend is down for the longer view. Most all the paper currencies, of course, are fiat currencies. The question is, what are the comparative values from one to another as they begin to go down and sell off?
Do you think the value of the Chinese currency, the yuan, for example, do you think that it's going to appreciate in relationship to the U.S. dollar? My guess is it will, but what do you think?
No, I agree with that. It's going to appreciate more simply because the condition of the finances in China are much better than they are in the United States. They're holding a lot of American paper, but they're also holding paper from Europe and South America and other places.
Sure.
And as fast as they can, over the past recent few years, I'm guessing like 3 or 4 years, maybe five, they've been taking as much of that paper as they can and reinvesting it in hard assets. And it's working out well for them. They're either buying entire mines or buying shares or buying positions where they can expand hard assets, and that would include the whole broad range of commodities.
Yeah. Raj, real quick, we got 30 seconds left here. How can people get more information on your newsletter?
They can call Claudio Bassi in New York, our office manager, 718-457-1426, or they can go to TraderTracks.com. We're connected with Jay Taylor in New York City. That's our mutual office.
Okay, there you go. Go to www.tradertracks.com. Roger is also a daily contributor to our website. Check him out there. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Going to continue the discussion about mainland China right now. The reason I'm really so keen on this is because of the recent meeting with President Hu and President Obama and the things that came out of that meeting, I think that China is really coming to the forefront, for lack of better terms, at least in the minds of Americans. They've been in the forefront for a long time. But, you know, as the Wall Street Journal said yesterday, Friday, January 21st, this really was a meeting of equals. I mean, in the past, when President Bush met with the Chinese, the upper echelon of the Chinese delegation, you know, they didn't even do a formal state dinner. They just did some kind of working lunch or something like that. Well, now we're talking about formal state dinners, etc. So, you know, our president and our administration realizes that these guys are very definitely our equals. I am chatting right now with an old friend of mine, Tony Diakowski. Tony has done an awful lot of work in the Far East. He's been to mainland China numerous times. He's been to Mongolia numerous times. And I wanted to bend his ear a little bit and get his impression on what's actually going on over there. Tony, when we were talking a couple of days ago, we were talking about the growth of China, and you brought out the fact that the Chinese economy right now is 33% the size of the U.S. economy, but you felt that that would change rather quickly and the tide would turn. Let's talk about that a little bit first.
I was in Beijing in December, and the Chinese are doing everything that we've done in North America over the last 50 years. They're accomplishing it in 10. They're taking all our technological advancements and improving it. And they've even beaten us in one area completely, in as much they have the best traffic jams in the world, 2.5 hours from the Beijing airport to downtown Beijing.
Ever been to Mexico City, buddy?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I don't think that this type of growth will continue for as far as many people think. And the reason for this is the underlying fundamentals need to be analyzed, and they are as follows. That by 2030, the working number of Chinese will be the same as today, but the over 65 population will be triple. At that same time, Japan will have gone from about 126 million people today down to maybe 95 million. So the demographics are changing, so they may modernize at a tremendous rate. We may think that they're going to surpass us. Their economy will definitely grow in relation to that of the United States and Canada, but I think it'll level out here in the next decade. The other issue that is very clear is that since the demand for electricity is growing dramatically. For example, in the year 2010, it grew by 14.6%. The panacea for the population from the Chinese government is give everyone a lot of cheap electricity. Now, they're competing with India for coal, where you have 500 million people without electricity at the present time. So these things will slow the economy in maybe the middle of the next decade.
Are you talking about the Chinese economy?
Correct.
When you talk about energy sources, okay, you were telling me when we were chatting a couple of days ago that, you know, yeah, China has wind energy and they have solar energy and all that, and they're gearing up really to make a major push towards nuclear power, but really the main source of energy in China continues to be coal.
Coal, the fossil fuel, accounts for 75% of energy, and in 20 years' time, it'll probably account for a similar percentage of energy. They're estimating that consumption of coal will double by 2020 from 4 billion to 8 billion tons a year, which is a tremendous amount.
Mm-hmm.
To visualize it more clearly, it's the equivalent of about 1 million train loads of coal.
Where are they getting it from, Tony?
They're only importing a modest amount at the present time. They're depleting their reserves rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to develop coal from Mongolia, which is the Saudi Arabia of coal, with possibly up to a trillion tons of coal. They're buying coal from Canada and the United States, but mainly for blending in the metallurgical process. They're getting it from Indonesia, South America, and Australia. The floods in Australia have curtailed imports dramatically and escalated the price somewhat. And they're just doing whatever they can, wherever they can.
Yeah.
The Chinese have reserves of coal, which are very significant, but the mining profile is very difficult, very expensive, and time-consuming to get it on stream.
Yeah. What do you see as being viable alternatives? I mean, when you have that many people and that much demand for power, both from an individual standpoint and also, you know, from an industrial standpoint, what do you see as alternatives? Are there any?
There are none to replace coal. They are increasing the amount of nuclear power, amount of wind energy, hydro, and so forth, but
mm-hmm.
they pale in comparison to the demand. And because China has various social issues, as exemplified by the fact that there's probably 50 different nationalities and races that comprise the Chinese, they have to give them something to keep them happy, and electricity at any cost is what will keep the population peaceful.
You know, it's funny, when you talk about mainland China and you talk about the impact that mainland China has on the demand for various commodities, people, you know, they run to the base metal sector and they say, wow, with the industrial growth that's going on over there, I mean, what, 10% a year for the last few years, you know, with that kind of growth, you know, Katie barred the door for prices on things like copper and nickel and things like that. But people seem to be really, they are neglecting the energy source, and they're neglecting coal.
The positive note in use of coal is the efficiency increases slightly every year.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's a massive juggling act for them to keep the furnaces supplied.
Yeah. I want to change horses in midstream a little bit here, and I want to talk a little bit about precious metals and you know, the impact that China is having there. And I want to focus, for the purpose of this segment anyway, on gold. Let's just take silver out of the equation, platinum, palladium, et cetera, and just talk about gold right now. And what I find to be interesting, you know, is, gosh, about 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, Chinese government started encouraging the citizens to start saving and using gold as the medium, okay? Shortly thereafter, about a year later, the statistics came out on the world's, you know, on the world's giant coal producers. Guess who was number one? Mainland China. Okay, today China does not export any gold of any consequence, and China is importing gold, okay? That's a huge, huge demand. And I got to tell you, my friend, it just strikes me that with that kind of, I don't know, elephant in the drawing room, for lack of better terms, that bodes very, very well for the future price of gold. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. I was reading the scoping study of a Chinese domiciled gold company trades in Canada, Majestic Gold, and it brings to the forefront the fact that China, with its foreign currency reserves of $2.6 trillion, has only 1.7% of that $2.6 trillion as gold, whereas Japan has 3% as gold, Russia has 7%, India 8%, and the United States, because we're very, very short in North America foreign currency reserves, it's nearly 90%. So you're correct. The Chinese government are encouraging the populace to save their money in gold rather than buy North American stocks, incidentally. And if the Chinese government decided to increase its gold reserves as a percentage of its foreign currency, it could be a staggering increase in the price of gold.
Well, you know, given the fact that President Hu just recently came out and talked about the fact that, you know, the U.S. dollar as the currency of last resort, that's really, in his mind and his advisor's mind, an antiquated issue, okay? And he is saying that China believes firmly, as do some other countries, that the international monetary standard really needs to be something that's based on an asset. You've got to have an asset-based currency as opposed to a fiat currency, because that's really the only way that economies work long-term. Got about 30 seconds left here. Your comments on that, and then we got to scoop.
Well, I agree with you, and the positive note is that China has access to all the brightest minds in the United States and around the world in general.
Yeah.
And they take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and they've cobbled together an economy which is surprisingly well-founded for the time being.
No question. Hey, stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, wrapping up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am chatting right now with Brian London. Brian is a very well-known guy in our industry. He is the owner, I guess for lack of better terms, originator of what I think has evolved into the largest precious metal slash political hard asset conference in the world. It's held in New Orleans every year, typically in the fall, typically in October. Very, very high quality guests there, high political officials, etc. Just a really, really good show. And Brian's a really great guy to get opinions on what's going on around the world, both politically and how that would relate to the price of precious metals. Brian, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Great, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
We have an interesting situation going on in the metals market right now. Gold has actually continues to, you know, it treads water for a while, and then it kind of continues to trend downward. We're recording this on Thursday. Gold is off about $22 an ounce right now. It's on the ask side. It's trading at $13.50. Silver is pretty much doing the same thing. It's off $21.27.56. If you look at some of the major markets, what's really important to me in the major markets, you know, aside from the Dow, et cetera, but is the value of the U.S. dollar. The value of the U.S. dollar today is up slightly. It's about 0.23, that's 23 cents on the index. But, you know, the U.S. dollar still has slipped. It's at 78.85 right now. Let's start out this discussion by talking about what, if any, input the Chinese visit with the president the last week or so, what impact that may have on the price of gold. I mean, is that the reason gold's going down right now, do you think?
Well, not so much the visit, the state visit, as much as the recent news overseas that China's economy grew by 10.3% in 2010.
Right.
And by 9.8% in the fourth quarter. That's a very hot rate of growth. And interestingly, it brings up fears of inflation. And what's interesting is that this fear of inflation is causing speculators to actually sell gold.
Why would they be doing that?
Well, their concern is that China is going to turn the screws on monetary policy, raise rates, raise banking reserves, try and slow down the economy, which then would slow down commodity demand and gold demand. And across the board, commodities are down today for that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
The longer-term view, of course, is this is exactly what China needs to do to ensure the long-term health of their economy and the long-term demand for the commodities. But it's really driven by short-term considerations.
You know, I was interviewed on CNBC Market Watch, I guess it was yesterday, and the question they asked me was, did I feel that we were in a commodity bubble right now vis-a-vis the price, or did I think that the price of commodities was going to continue to remain strong for fundamental reasons? And my view was, I think it's going to continue to remain strong long-term for fundamental reasons. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And the primary fundamental driver is growth in Asia. Not so much, obviously, in the Western economies, but in the Eastern economies, we're seeing very strong economic growth, an economic rebound, or as we caught pneumonia during the recession. Asia had a sniffle or two and moved right on. So that's what's really driving the commodity demand. Interestingly, that should happen. That trend should accelerate as the Western economies recover, stage their own recovery, which I think is really underway in the U.S., and that's only going to add to the stress put on the commodity markets, on supplies.
Now, when you say, okay, the stress vis-a-vis the supply, and so consequently you would agree that the price of commodities generally is in an upward trend and probably will stay there. You know, Jim Rogers told me probably about 2.5 years ago when we were speaking at a conference together in Europe, he was saying, Corlin, mark my words, we are in a secular bull market right now vis-a-vis commodities. It's going to last at the minimum until 2015. You share that same view?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, economic growth. And one of the ways you see that is in the Chinese economies in particular is through gold demand.
Mm-hmm.
China is the world's largest gold producer right now, yet they don't export any of it. In fact, they import their gold imports last year rose to an all-time record, five times the level of 2009. So the fears of inflation are also present in China itself. And with people and with these short-term speculators that tend to sell off gold, you know, when these numbers come out of China, what they fail to realize is the size of the Chinese market itself and how that supports gold on any downturn in the prices. And these days, even as the gold price is rising.
People in our industry are very, very cognizant of the impact of mainland China, you know, in terms of demand for commodities, in terms of the huge population over there. We're all aware of the huge growth that's going on. The Chinese economy right now is about a third the size of the U.S. economy, you know, but very, very shortly we're going to be in second place, you know, at their particular rate of growth. But in my opinion, you know, Brian, and I felt this way for probably the last 3 or 4 years, I think one of the reasons that I am so comfortable investing in precious metals, whether it's the commodities themselves or the stocks, you know, of the publicly traded companies involved in that industry, it all centers around what I call the C word, China. I mean, they are so enthusiastic, the government and consequently the citizens of mainland China are so enthusiastic about saving in, you know, using gold as a medium, it's amazing to me.
Well, one of the things I find interesting, Al, is that people tend to become more bearish on China, and they talk about how China's not a free market economy like the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
But in fact, it's probably a more capitalist country than the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you consider the Chinese government comes out with these 5-year plans,
mm-hmm.
and they're just coming out with another 5-year plan, which is
right.
a big kind of tectonic shift in China right now in industry. But they come out with these very broad scope, 50,000 feet level economic plan, 5-year plans,
mm-hmm.
and then they just let everything underneath just kind of adhere along to those broad guidelines and leave the markets alone.
Yeah.
In the U.S., we have huge misallocations of capital due to Washington's constant interference
mm-hmm.
in the economy, and it probably works much better from a free market standpoint in China than it does in the U.S. And I think the growth rates are actually showing that.
I think part of the problem in the United States is the fact that, you know, as my buddy Trader Roger Wiegand brought out, is the fact that in the U.S., you basically have a governmental shift a shift in power every couple of years. And because of that, we don't, long-term plans really don't seem to work, particularly right now with the tremendous amount of polarity between the two sides of the aisle. You know, you get going in one direction mm-hmm. for a while, and then, you know, as the Republicans took over, you know, in the last election, they took over the House and certainly strengthened their position in the Senate. I mean, now things are changing again. I mean, you can't do that. One thing about the Chinese, man, they get on a path and they stick to it.
They really do, but I don't want to leave you with the impression that I'm in favor of government planning in any respect, whether long-term or short-term.
No.
You know, if they would just get out of the way, the market itself finds an equilibrium. The market itself, if it's actually a free market, will allocate resources most effectively and find the proper balance and won't allow things to get too far out of
place. I agree 1,000%. We do not need the federal government or state governments involved in capitalism. Capitalism, in a pure sense, is a proven successful way to run a society from an economic standpoint. Absolutely no question about that. To have government jump in, as you're saying, and thank you for bringing that up, is absolutely the wrong way to run a society. The point I was trying to make about mainland China was simply, you know, they get a plan and they stick to it, whereas
mm-hmm.
over here, we really don't, and that's primarily due. You're 100% right.
Yeah, at least there's a level of certainty that isn't available in the U.S. and in most Western economies.
Nope, I agree 100%. Tell listeners about your show.
It is the oldest and grandest of the investment conferences. It started off as a gold conference in 1974, just as gold was being legalized, and late mentor and friend Jim Blanchard started it as a way to actually teach U.S. investors how to invest in gold.
Sure.
And at that first conference, actually, Jim got in front of the audience and told them to sell gold
mm-hmm.
because that the price had run up in advance of it being legalized in the U.S., and U.S. Right. investors were being taken to the cleaners.
Right.
Over the years, it's grown, and it has covered all the investment markets, but it's always had this free market theme behind it, this common thread of free minds, free markets, and sound currency.
Sure.
So it's been known as the oldest and the best of the gold and hard money investment conferences.
Well, take a look at what Brian has to say. It's all very, very good. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.